This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, we are here at BravoCon in the Twat Suite with Dave Quinn.
This is the closest I've been to a twat in a long time.
Well, Dave, how many twats have you been close to?
Only in high school, a couple, but yeah.
So for those of you who don't know Dave Quinn, he is an amazing guy. The most amazing guy. One of my
so
best
much.
Friends.
You're the
and
best.
You wrote the book.
I wrote the book on the Housewives,
the Housewives.
Not All Diamonds and Rosé.
Yeah, yeah, and you've been with People Magazine for,
gosh,
for
oh,
years.
Like 8 years, 9 years almost? Yeah, it's a long time.
Okay, so you know all the dirt.
I know a lot of dirt, but not all the dirt.
Not all the
we
dirt.
Were just talking, there's some dirt I still don't know, and I'm going to find out, and I'll find out.
Okay,
you know.
I need to know why Drew is not at BravoCon.
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't even know that she wasn't here.
As of yesterday, she was taken off the panels, ooh, no longer coming.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot going on in the Bravo universe. Universe right now, NBC universe, like
yes.
The whole thing.
There's a lot of major stuff happening.
Yeah, especially with like Bethany and all that stuff.
And I'm so curious if that's going to come up. Are people, you know, Ask Andy is the first panel of the day tomorrow. So I'm curious, is like, are they going to ask Andy about his relationship with Bethany and Nene? And
yeah.
He hasn't said anything about it.
Well, as he shouldn't.
I know. Yeah.
Really?
Well, I want to know.
Of course we want to know.
I want to know what he thinks.
Of course you want to know. Now,
maybe I'll ask
a lot
Andy.
Of news broke.
Yeah.
Right before BravoCon.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's crazy. You know, there was this big article that came out in Vanity Fair. Lots of buzz about the fact that it was on the way, and it dropped on Monday. And there's been some fallout from it already. Ramona, who was supposed to be here
For
BravoCon to be on the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Roni Legacy
panel,
not here and taken off the whole roster. Have you spoken to her at all?
I actually did her podcast about a week ago.
Okay.
And I, you know, obviously her and Avery, we talked and everything. And Now the news broke, which is disappointing.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to hear that podcast.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I was very disappointed when I heard the news and Disgusted.
It's really difficult, you know. You've known her for a long time.
I've known her for many years. And I'm telling you, she's always been very kind to me. So it was very heartbreaking to see the page six.
Yeah, you know, it's the sort of thing where I think there's this difference between impact and intention. Mm-hmm. And I don't think her intention was that, but her impact certainly was. And it's very hurtful to say words like that and to have them in your vocabulary. And this isn't new information. I mean, the report and stuff that was in Vanity Fair has been long reported. So I was surprised that she stirred it all up again and put herself in a situation of texting a reporter or something like
that. Well, I would imagine when Vanity Fair came out, she was getting hit by every angle. Yeah. She thought that she was going to talk to the reporter. And
that Who do you think the mystery housewife is?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. You know, I'm a reporter, so I truly believe in sourcing and keeping sources off the record. I won't even really question it. But I do think that that mystery housewife
is currently employed.
Do you think that
mystery housewife's at BravoCon?
Yes.
Do you think she's on the East Coast or the West Coast?
That's as far as I'll go.
What does it rhyme with?
We've been going by rhymes here on the twats.
Yes.
I would say that she was likely speaking in some form of anonymity. Look, it's very difficult to go on the record. Let's be honest, the people who did, they're not going to work with Bravo again, I would assume.
Yeah,
right?
But why do you think that a housewife, a current housewife, would talk to Vanity Fair knowing what their intentions were?
Well, I feel as though they're probably a little burned and they're probably a little frustrated. Listen, this is not an easy experience, as you guys both know.
Yeah.
You're giving so much of yourself. And someone is in total control of the edit and you get burned very frequently.
But you can't do something that doesn't exist. Like, you can't be edited into a way that doesn't fully exist.
Yeah.
That's what really bothers me. Like, I do think that you can blame an edit only so far.
I agree.
Yes.
But also the work environment needs to be such that you feel safe and protected and you feel like you can be
yourself. Do you think that there's a chance that people can be burned, have a major issue, but then go on to do multiple other shows with that same network?
Yes.
And be shocked?
Well, be shocked, no. I think that there's a little bit of delusion there. There's a little bit of like a feeling like, well, it's not going to happen again, but it always seems to in some capacity. Listen, there's a two-way street here, right? You're giving and they're taking, but you're getting at the same time.
You're getting a ton. You can leave at any moment and you know what you're getting into. Yeah. And I don't know.
It's very complicated. It's very difficult. And, you know, I see both sides. And that's how I've always been as a reporter, right? Is try to be balanced, understanding that things are happening from all angles.
Yeah.
And I think this situation specifically with Ramona, as somebody who knows her, I know she's really upset by this. I know she's really hurt. But her words are really upsetting and
really hurt a lot of people.
So there has to be consequences to those actions. And unfortunately,
have you talked to her?
I haven't spoken to her. I've spoken to a lot of people who have spoken to her and been very close to her. I know she's really upset.
Can I ask the rules on being an actual journalist, unlike us?
Y'all are journalists. Don't get me wrong.
Being an actual journalist and getting a text message from somebody and then sharing that text message. Yeah, what was your thought on that?
Because me and Teddy talked about this earlier. To actually get that message or that text message, but to actually publish it is a whole nother level.
Yeah,
you can talk about it, but publish it?
It has a lot to do with what outlet you're at. I don't work for an outlet and have never worked for an outlet that would ever do something like that. My attitude has always been, we're off the record until we're on. It's how I've built my relationships. Ultimately, there's nothing that I will gain from hurting somebody by exposing something that they told me in the dark.
Well, then nobody would talk to you again.
Right. But, you know, that for that outlet doesn't seem to be a problem. They're not nervous about that sort of thing, you know?
Right.
But I've had talent outside of Bravo and such who said horrible things to me.
And you've never posted it.
And I've never posted it. Yeah. Horrible things in writing. Horrible, horrible things. Angry about things that I've done or things that I've said or things that were written or said about them
in
the book.
What housewife has been the most angry with you and why?
There's been a few, but I'm going to protect their identities because I'm not somebody who's going to kind of expose them. But I heard, there was one who called me and was real pissed. And
I know who this one is. She was laying on my bed on a magazine cover when I arrived to BravoCon.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you so much. We know you're getting to a concert. What concert are you going to tonight?
I'm going to Drag Race Live.
Oh, I wanted gosh.
To, I'm with all you queens. I wanted to go see some other queens.
Oh, I love it. Any thoughts on what's happening with the Magic Mic of it all for the scenes for next week?
I mean,
Beverly Hills.
I don't understand why Sutton's so upset. This sounds,
I don't either.
Sounds like, it looked like Erica was having fun. Listen, if I could do what Erica was doing in that move, I would go to Magic Mike Live.
I mean,
right
if
now.
My legs would go sideways like oh, that in God. The air, I would be doing that if all
could,
the time.
If I could move my body from this awkward position in my
without
tight jumpsuit
a
right
hip
now,
out?
Like it's my like, hip hurts.
It's like when everyone gives Kyle shit about the splits. It's like, if I could do splits, I'd be doing them all
Listen,
the time.
Listen, I would be sitting here in the splits the entire right? time yes. looking for...
I'd be mopping the floor.
Well, you can do that later, Tam. Thank
you
so
ladies.
Much. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
You.
Love
me.
You, Dave, so
I'll
much.
See you later.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard. But it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is... and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.